sins of omission and sins of commission, some sins we don't even know about that we committed. Lord, we ask you to forgive us. And one thing about it, Lord, we know you are faithful, God, to forgive us. We know that you want us to come and repent of our sins and that you will forgive us. And you won't see them no more. They will be cast into the sea of forgiveness. We thank you, Lord. We come before you right now, Lord, in unity, Lord. Up under the grace of God right now, Lord. Up under the powerful grace of God. Powerful grace of God right now, Lord. In your house. Thank you, Lord. And bless my mouth. Don't let anything that of not of you come out of my mouth. If it starts to come out of my mouth, choke it down, Lord. But if it's of you, Lord, let me speak it boldly. We come with a heavy heart, but we know that you will never leave us. So, Lord, we say thank you. I like to title the sermons for whatever reason. And the title of this one is Stay on God's Side. I'm going to be reading shortly. I don't have a whole lot today from Amplified Version. I read the Amplified Version because it helps me to understand it. Some of them dithers and dothers, I can't even go to God like that because, see, I'm out of Jordan Park. I'm out of Project. So it wasn't no dithers and dothers in it. And God know me. If I come up there with some dithers and dothers, God will say, well, who is that? So I went to the Amplified, and it made it simple for me. Because I think more than anything, God wants us to get it. He don't necessarily want us to quote it. Oh, we got a bunch of people going around quoting. Sound good. I want to get it. So I went to the Amplified. And I also go to Webster because one thing about Webster, he'll clear things up. That dictionary been around forever. That might have been the first dictionary. However, Webster defines trust as, number one, a firm belief in some quality of a person. Number two, hope and confidence in that person. And number three, reliance on that person. And in Webster's thesaurus, the synonym, the word that also means trust is faith. Trust, faith. So that's how I'm going to be using it. Trust / faith. Faith / trust. Trust, faith. If you got your Bibles, turn to John 1:1, and remember, I'm reading out the Amplified. When you're there, say amen. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, in this Amplified, before all time was the Word. And in parentheses, it has Christ. And the Word, Christ, was with God. And the Word was God. So, the Bible is telling us that the Word, God, and Christ is the same. Now, go to scripture, same chapter, 14. And it says, and the word Christ became flesh, human incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, and his majesty. Such glory as only a begotten Son receives from the Father. His Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. So we establish in the Bible, in the Word, that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. That was his Son. And the Word was also God. God, Jesus, the Word, has sent us some mighty men and women we could trust, faith, trust and faith, and to teach us his word, like Pastor Claude. But as we have experienced, that kind of trust and faith is temporary. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But trust and faith in God is eternal. I didn't even have to go to Webster to find out what eternal means. That means forever. Trust and faith in God Almighty and Jesus and his word is forever. So even though the man of God that he sent to us to teach us that we had faith and trust in to teach us what God said to him is gone, the word of God, the glory of God, the Son of God, it's still here. He is going to give us another teacher that we can trust and have faith in. And we'll remember that trust and faith is temporary also. But the trust and the faith that's eternal, that we need to hold on to, that we need to believe in, that we need to walk in, is forever. Praise God. He's going to give it to us, man, woman, because he loves us. And has a plan for Victory Christian Center Church. And one thing about the Word of God, we all know it won't come back. It's going to do what it was set out to do. Whether we believe it or not. That's a good thing about it. It ain't dependent on us. We can be Holy Ghost filled or not. It don't even matter. God's word is gone. It's going to come. And it's going to do what he said. It ain't going back void to him. It's like the train that's leaving, the schedule of train leaving, say the train leaving at 10:30. Well, you can be there 10:30, you can be there 10:45. If you're there 10:30, you're going. If you get there 10:45, it's gone. So that train was not dependent on how you felt. That's good news. Because, boy, we go up and down with our feelings. Sometimes we feel like a nut. Sometimes we don't. Oh, Jesus. I don't know where that came from. Somebody needed that. Oh, Jesus. Because he wants us to get it. He don't want us to act like we got it. He don't want us to pretend that we got it. It's a power in it. And when we get it, it's a power that's in us. Immeasurably. That can give us more than we ask or even imagine. He said it. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. That's good news. He has a plan for Victory Christian Center Church. Every one of us wanted Pastor Claude to be in that plan, but God had another plan for Pastor Claude. We don't know it all. And you know, I don't even want to know it all. I speak in tongue often, and I have yet to ask God that I can discern it, because I really don't want to know. I just want to talk to God in tongue. Some things I don't even want to know I'm talking to God about. It might scare us. I don't have to know. He got to know. As long as he know, I'm okay. When that train was scheduled to leave, the employees at the train station knew. You knew what time it was going. It was up to you whether you were there on time. Because that train was leaving whether you knew or not. That's how God's word is. And I believe that God's word is so powerful that if he put it in you and you reject it, he'll take it out and get somebody else. You'll wonder where it went. All of a sudden, all the blessings that you've been given, getting, and all the favor that's been on your life, and you wonder, God speaking to you, and you rejecting him, and you deny him, and God, I get that next week, or I got some, I plan to do this, or God, I've been thinking about it, but and next thing you know, you ain't got that favor no more. Jesus. Lord, don't take the favor from me. I got a heavy heart up here. That was my friend and my pastor. And he was such a humble man. I don't know nobody else that grew up with me as my friend that could have been my pastor. I sure couldn't have been. I got some things in the closet I ain't even told y'all about. I couldn't even be my pastor. You better ask somebody. People look at me now and say, you are elder? Yes, I is. But God, he able. When we stop playing church, when we start believing that word that he placed in our hearts, he placed in the word, the Bible says he knew us while we was in our mother's womb. He wasn't talking about our name. You know how we know people. Oh, yeah, I know so-and-so. I know. God knew us. God put a word in us. He spoke a word that was not going to come back. Boy, I tried to mess it up. My mama turned around to me one day. I was plotting to get out there in Jordan Park at the time. She turned around to me. She said, you going to preach? And they're going to call you Peter. I wasn't planning to preach, and I didn't know who Peter was. She can tell you about my mama. I saw miracles when I was trying not to see them. The Holy Ghost was in my house, and I was trying to dodge it. But look at me now. And I got two friends that all they call me is Peter. They don't even know why. I say, why y'all call me Peter? I don't know. I'm preaching. And they call me Peter. God's word will not come back. That's good news, y'all. So find out what God done spoke in your life and get on that train and go to your destination, because I guarantee your destination is a wonderful place with everything he promised. All the power, all the glory, all the honor is there. But if we keep rejecting it, heaven help us. He loves us and has a plan for Victory Christian Center Church. But we have to remember the words of the last teacher. Stay, help me out, on God's side. Everybody knew it. He say that. Two things he say. Stay on God's side and do the word. He could preach a sermon just saying them two words. Stay on God's side and do the word. Stay on God's side and do the word. If I say that a couple times up here, I get the Holy Ghost, because it's the T-R-U-T-H. That's what gives you the Holy Ghost. The truth will make you, I ain't hear y'all. Free. The truth will make you, free. The truth will make you, free. Ain't nothing like freedom. Yeah. We black folks, we ought to know something about that. Amen. When we got free, we were buck wild. Yes, we did. Oh, gee. When I read about the slaves, When they was in bondage, what were they constantly doing? Praising God. Praying and praising God. We got free, and our Bibles got dust on them. Kind of remind me when I was in the detention center working. Boy, them kids are coming there. You better not take their Bible. Every little cell had a Bible, little room had a Bible that they read until they read the back of. The longer they stayed, the longer they read it. And they meant it, and they meant it, and they meant it, and they meant it. And then the judge say, release, and they left the Bible. 90% of the time they left the Bible. The ones that didn't leave the Bible didn't come back. The ones that left the Bible, you almost could keep the room open. because they left the power. And when you're in bondage like that, you really, 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 man, you want to see some praying people? Go to Rayford. Everybody there trying to change. Lord, if you just give me one more chance. Lord, if you just stay with me. I'm scared in here. It's all kind of stuff going on. Lord, I need you. I need you. And they mean it. And God is so good and so faithful. He say, come as you are. You ain't got to be Holy Ghost filled. You could be and just kill somebody. He say, come as you are. He is a faithful God to forgive you. He ain't like us. You step on our toe, we might not speak to you for 2 years. We could be standing right next to you in the water fountain and act like we don't even see you. But God, thank you, Lord, that you ain't like us. Thank you that you loved us unconditionally. Not unconditioned. Unconditioned. You love us because you breathe the breath of life in us. We are your children. Even the sinner, he loved them even more than us. It's like your child that always doing good, you love them, but the one that really hurt your heart is the one out there keep messing up. You find yourself loving them so much, you crying at night. You know, you say, Lord, help him. I don't know what you every time they go out the door, you say, Lord, please, please, please. Now the one that's doing good, you better watch it because you ain't getting no attention. It happened to me. So, but the one that's out there, your love for them is flowing. God loves his people. Some of us don't. Some of us look down on them. Better not come in our neighborhood. Especially if we live across the right in Pink Street. Call the police on because they got the shirt off. They must be finna rob somebody. So what if it's 100 degrees and he was sweating and he took his shirt off? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Stay on God's side. Go to Joshua 1:14. And somebody read that. Somebody just read Joshua 1:14 verse. Somebody read. When you get to it, raise your hand and I select you to read it for me. You ain't gotta be no good reader. You remember some of the students that never would raise their hand? Oh, man. It better not. Or we pick at him in the PE. Yes, go ahead. Yes. I think I asked you to read the wrong one. I'm sorry. Joshua 1:9. Read 1:9, please. I'm sorry. Wherever you go. That's good news. Everybody should have said amen on that. You got God. You got the protection with you. He said it. Either that's the truth or that's a lie. Now, who believes it's a lie? Nobody believes it's a lie. We know it to be the truth. So why do we walk in fear? He said, be not dismayed. Do not be afraid. He said, somebody said it was over 350 times God said in this word. We already say who the word was. The word is God. In this word, do not be afraid. Because he knew that the minute we became afraid, we started to doubt. Now we're getting outside of faith and trust. Because it's not faith, trust, and doubt. They opposites. Antonyms. Isn't that right, Melvin? Melvin was so smart, he could talk to Claire. Yes, he would. Opposites of faith and trust is doubt. Once you get into doubt, now the power of God is slipping away from you because he said, just believe. So now, when we stop believing, now we're getting outside of God. We're getting outside of God. Now we're getting in whose territory? The devil. And so he said, if I can get you out here, I got a couple other things I can whisper to you. And the devil is the author of deception. He's a liar. But if he can get you outside of the grace of God and the power of God, the God that said he'll never, even when we sin and God's still in here, because he said, yeah, I never leave you. But we put him on the back shelf. We done brought something else in. That's when you don't feel right. You know that thing, man, I don't feel right about this. You shouldn't. That conscious thing, you remember? Oh, and every time, that conscious, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Every time you go against that conscious, what happens? After a while, you say, man, I should have listened. Oh, Jesus. Some people that you meet, right away, that conscious say, uh-uh. Get away from them. Some decisions that you make, you ain't got no peace about it. But you make them anyway. Some jobs that you take, you ain't prayed about it. You ain't got no peace about it. But that dollar bill jumped up there. And on and on and on. Pastor said, stay on God's side. I ain't got much more. Some of the tools of the enemy is envy. And boy, we sure won't sign up for that. I don't envy nobody. Strife. We mad and don't even know why we mad. Pride. It's about me. Why didn't they do that for me? Why I didn't get this? Why? Pride comes before. Yes, it does. Unforgiveness. Oh, Jesus. I apologize to you all, and I got it all for me. The next move is y'all. The sad part about it is some people are not going to forgive. But that is a tool of the devil. And I tell you about that unforgiveness. When you don't forgive, you're in bondage. You want some freedom? Forgive somebody. Oh, they did this to me 45 years ago. Ooh, I can't stand them. Ooh, I can't. 45 years, the person that forgot about it, they going on. So you ain't punishing them. You. Kids say, I quit the team. Why? Because he didn't let me play running back. I say, well, you sure hurt the coach, didn't you? Where the team at? Oh, they going to Jacksonville. I quit school. because I didn't like the teacher. Teacher getting $40,000, $50,000 a year, whether you're there or not. When you quit, that took less off their roll. Am I right, Aria? Some of them you hope quit. You don't say to them, son, could you quit? But just in case you do, by the time he come back 2 days later, his name is gone. He got to re-enroll. Some people like that. Stay on God's side. Don't quit that team. Pastor, that was impact. Pastor told everybody that was in that funeral yesterday just about got up and said, Pastor said that to them. It was like, everywhere we go, Daisy tell everybody our history of how we got. I said, Daisy, why don't you just hand them a disc? Ask her. I told her. Everybody know every clerk. Every time we go to the hotel, he was my first boyfriend. And so forth and so on. Sometimes she act happy, sometimes she don't. God is good all the time. We say that like a cliche. God is good all the time. If we really understood that he's all the time good, we would never be in depression. We would never be in oppression. We would never be in anger. We would all that other stuff because we know God is with us. We are Christians, Christians. Christ lives in us. Christ is God. God is the Word. All of that is in us. He said it. He said it right here. He said it right here that in the beginning was the Word, and it's in us. It's in us. So all that other stuff, we bring it on. We got to work at. And what has happened, we start listening to the lies of the enemy. You don't like so-and-so. I want to do that tonight. And the enemy saying, yeah, you can do that. Don't worry about ain't no consequences. Ain't nobody going to catch you. But if we are Christians, somebody already know. He was there when you planned it. But God. Webster defines, well, God promised to never leave us or forsake us. Webster defines forsake as abandon. God said, I will never abandon you. Never means never. So when foolishness is going on, it ain't God. It's us. When weird thoughts going through our head, it ain't God, it's us. Because the power of God is in us. He said he'll never take it away. But we individually can abandon him. Individually. And sometimes we do it as a group. We can abandon him with envy. We can abandon him with strife. We can abandon him with pride. We can abandon him with unforgiveness. Okay? None of that is of God. We can dress it up. We can dress it up. That ain't of God. Those are the lies of the enemy. We have abandoned God at that time. You can come to church 55 times a week. That ain't what it is. It's believing and trusting God, having faith in God, realizing that God is in us. we shouldn't even want to embarrass him. But we got so much pride. We got people here right now denying what I'm saying. Some people sitting up here looking at me because they don't like me. They ain't receiving the word. I ain't got now heaven or hell to put you in. I'm just saying what God told me early this morning. I said, Lord, you ain't gave me no message yet. And this message came so fast, I couldn't write fast. I was like, excuse me, Lord, could you slow down a little bit? He wanted some people to know that he is here. He's going to be here forever. All you got to do is stay with him. Stay on God's side. Don't worry about who going to be preaching. You didn't choose Pastor Claude. Trust, faith. You'll know the teacher. You'll know the teacher. One thing about it, if you ain't got some kind of anointing on you, you can't even stand up here. I'm telling you, some people be looking at you like, sit down. They do. But God, because I prayed, I said, Lord, if it's from you, let me speak it boldly. Jeremiah says, fear not their faces. Some of y'all ain't going to even speak to me in the parking lot. But that's okay. If you got this word, it ain't about me. It's about you and God. I ain't never need you to speak to me. I'm going to tell you, be honest with you. I really haven't. God made me like that. I'm so glad. I never was dependent upon that because that go back and forth. So all my friends here that know me, I do not like people to tell me they like me. Because that's dependent on what have I done for you lately. Tell me you love me or don't say nothing. Because love, it comes from down in here. It don't come from here. That's like, you know, you asked me for $5 and I lent it. You asked me for $10 and I lent it. I came by your job and I told you what a good job. That you like me. But love is when you disagree with me. You love me anyway. When you don't like the way I walk, you love me anyway. When no matter what, I love you because I'm supposed to love you. Because you're a child of the Most High God. Because you're a brother or sister. We got the same Father. I love you even though you don't look like me. That's how God loves us. That's why he's going to send us a teacher. That's why. Because he loves us. He do not treat us as our sins deserve. Because if he did, boy, oh Lord, we'd be in trouble. Remember when you used to play any kind of sport, football, kickball, dodgeball, whatever, that include everybody. Now, who ain't played dodgeball? My goodness. All right, got everybody. And the teams were being picked. And you said, that's my side. Why did you say that was my side? Because you thought that was the side that was going to. That's my side. We always try to be picked on the winning team. Because even if you weren't that good, when the team won, you won. Oh, boy, we won. Look at your shoes. You ain't kicked never. And when they give out the trophies, you're the first one up there. Oh, excuse me. My name's Cecil. We won. When Pastor Claude said, stay on God's side, he was saying, stay on the winning team. Yeah, yeah. That's all he was saying. That's my team. That's my side. And some of us, when they say that, the other guys say, oh, Lord. Is anybody else left? How many of us was the last one picked? You're hoping it was an even number. 8-8. Because if it was 8-9, they could leave you home. Oh, Jesus. Pastor Claude says, stay on God's side. Stay on the winning team. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting that in our spirit. Thank you, Lord. Today we took Holy Communion. Jesus explained to us why. But Webster kind of tells us what it is. He defines communion as fellowship, partnership with God, who is Jesus, who is the Word. We take communion sometimes, we don't really understand that we communing with the Holy Spirit. That's a sacred communion. That's a sacred partnership. That's a sacred friendship. That's a sacred fellowship. That ain't just no anything. Come and drink some wine, some grape juice, and be looking for another one anymore. We eat a little piece of bread that I ain't never seen no bread like that. But it ain't the bread, it ain't the grape juice, it ain't the wine. It's the consecration to God that he say, remember me. He say he knew us in our womb, in our mother's womb, and now he's trying to get us to know him like that. Not just his name. Not just where he was born. Not just where he died. But know that he is in us. We are partners with him. We got a fellowship with him. We got a communion with him. That's good news. Because we can't lose. That puts us on what? The winning team. How many people want to be on the winning team? How many people want to be on the losing team? Some of y'all don't even want to be on the team. Some of y'all didn't raise your hand one way or the other. I'm going to ask it again. How many of y'all want to be on the winning team? Nah. And the good thing about it, like I said, you ain't got to be good. When the team win, you win. I want to be on that winning team. I don't care if I'm the bat boy. I don't care if I clean the uniform. I want to be on that team. I tell you what, when they start handing out the trophies, the bat boys get one. The cleaning boys get one. Yes, they do. And it don't say bat boys on it. It say winning team. God will take all of us. He ain't no respecter of what? He ain't no respecter of person. Some of us dress up and look good And I was trying to look good in that coat. That thing was killing me. And I said, God, can I take it off? He said, it ain't in the coat. When God talks about his church, that's outside Victory Christian Center. This for everybody here. When God talks about his church, he isn't talking about a building. You can have church in your front yard. Because the church is in you. That's why Christians, when we go by people, they ought to, something ought to happen. Because we got a church in us. That if it's alive, somebody ought to hear something going on in there. Let me know if I'm wrong. Somebody ought to be able to say something going on in that person. And if it's somebody we don't like, we go by them so fast, they better hurry up and hit. We get nervous when around people that ain't like us. Ooh, don't smell like a little liquor. Don't come in that building and them doors smelling like liquor. Everybody will, all of a sudden, would like to ask you to leave, but God's brought them in here. He said, come as you are. He'll clean them up later. Some of us came in here, dirty. We might not have been smelling, but boy, we had some stuff that God had to clear us of. Yes, we did. And he sent his word and healed us. Brought us out of the pit of destruction. He did me. Oh, Jesus. I can't even tell that my testimony now got my big sister here. Oh, gee. I done already told my little sister. I can't shock her. She called me tonight. She said, boy, can we talk? No, Beverly, I'm finna go to BYPU meeting. Oh, Jesus. She gonna ask me anyway. I give you a synopsis. Some things you don't need to know. But God, thank you, Lord. But that's that fellowship. You can tell him anything. And he gonna what? He gonna love you anyway. Man, we got a good, Pastor like to say, we got a good thing. When God talk about his church, he didn't talk about a building. He is talking about his people, Christians, people who have made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. All of us, when he say his church. Now, he don't, the sentiment, he loves them, but until they come into his house, they are not in his church. When he talk about his church, he talking about us. He talking about some of us that don't even speak to each other. He talking about some of us that don't even love each other. In the church, this church, God know your heart. You can sing and dance loud as you want. God know your heart. He say, he clean your heart. Guard your heart. He know your heart. I don't know your heart. I don't even want to know your heart. But God. We took Holy Communion today. We continued in a fellowship and a partnership with God. We must consecrate ourselves to that partnership. That partnership got to mean more than just the first Sunday. Drinking some juice and eating some bread. That got to mean something. That, Lord, I remember. That partnership is the winning team. It's the winning team because the Lord is my shepherd on that team. It's the winning team because he sent his word and healed and delivered us on that team. Many evils confront us, but God delivers us from them all on that team. He came that we may have life and have it in abundance on that team. To be on that team, all he said was just believe. He didn't say how many times you were ushered. He didn't say how many times you sung. He didn't say how many times. He said, believe in the word / Jesus / him. All one. Just believe it. So when you start believing, then that word going to be revealed to you. It's going to mean a little bit more than just words. When you really believe it, he said, okay, I got you now. Are you ready? You ready to receive it? That's what I want. Now I'm going to give you the secrets of it. Isaiah 53 say, who has believed our report? He asked that because he said, he know it was some people that didn't. Who has believed our report? And who has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? And you know something? I guarantee you, everyone out here, I can almost bet it, every one of you all that's a Christian, especially, at some point in your life, something happened, and you say, boy, that was nobody but God. You was convicted. You was convinced at that moment because you know it wasn't nobody but God. He showed us. He showed us. Now, later on, the enemy will come and say, well, that wasn't God. That was luck. And we'll believe it. And then we say, boy, I was lucky today. Ain't no luck. Pastor Claude, in saying to us, stay on God's side, was telling us to stay on the winning team. Amen. I thank y'all for letting me talk to you all today.